Alrighty, folks, how are we? Welcome to the Stoke Sauce Radio Show. Yeah, we're here, we're live for the first time in so long. I'm stoked to be here. Thanks for being here, firstly, if you're here on comm, if you're listening on and on radio this morning. We're hitting this first track up with Controversy and we're going to let it play out. Here we go. JWH recommends I give the date. Well, today is the 2nd of May, 2023. And we're here listening to Prince. Thank you for being here, guys. This is a live show, as been said, and I'm stoked to have so many people here. I'm stoked on the Stoke Sauce Radio Show to have Adam D, Snowdust, Stevie. Who else have we got? We have Adam D, JWH, Gemlog. Try not to miss anyone here. And I'm sure there's more people lurking in the shadows of the comm. We've got a whole hour ahead of us, and we're going to have some fun, play some new music. I've got a lot to tell about the past few months, because I haven't been very active on here, and so a lot can happen in those few months, and a lot has happened, and I'm very excited to talk about it. Thank you. Prince to kick off the first 6 minutes of the show. And I was just reading about Prince and what he did with the song. It's completely produced by him, with the exception of one track on the album. But even all the instruments were played, so that's pretty amazing. I have a feeling that's a live drummer. So I'm kind of like, man, did Prince play drums too? That's crazy, because the drums on that song in particular are so good. I really like them. Speaking of drums, Stoke Sauce has been working on his own drum setup, and I'm trying to be able to record drums and pull that sound basically that you just heard in that song. And that's my favorite drum sound, I think, honestly. Just a really compressed, nice sounding snare drum. And you know, I'm not really getting close, I gotta be honest, but I have got a sound, and it's all right. You know, I'm running through an old Tascam desk that I picked up, which is super fun. And you know what I was thinking about is when I started the radio show in 2021, I think I was talking all about, you know, having outboard gear and having, you know, a tape machine and you know, all this stuff that I talked about on the radio show. And then 2 years later, you know, now I've started to collect some of that gear, and I have to sort of remind myself of where I am now, because often we're always looking towards the next thing, you know, the next goal. You actually forget that you're in the middle of what you used to look forward to. So, you know, right now I'm in a time period with the stuff around me, where 2 years ago I was looking forward to this time. You know, I was like, oh, one day when I have this and this and this. But then you forget about that and you go, you're looking for the next thing. You know, now I need this and I want this. And it's good to stop and just think about, you know, where you are right now. And that's for everyone who's listening this morning. Just stop and think about where you are, you know. Come a long way. So let's kick with some more music.
Alrighty.
You know, Mac DeMarco dropped a 200 song album. It's actually 199 songs, and he just dropped it. No one knew what was happening. He just went, yeah, okay, it's out. Basically, they're all numbered via date, which JWH, you'd like this. They're all numbered via date, 2018, 07, 02, 2020, 11, whatever it is, you know. There's 199 of them numbered, because all they are demos. He's just released 199 demos. Some of them are really good. Some of them are just random as, like, just whatever. He's just making sounds with whatever he's got around him. It's really funny. But I think he's one of the only guys that can pull that off. He's got to the point in his career where he's like, I don't even care anymore if people like my stuff or not, which I think is such a great place to come to as an artist. And so he's done really well. All right, I'm going to play two versions of the same song. I'm going to play the original first, and then I'm going to play this version that I found, which I really like. Here we go. It's called Falling in Love by Surface. Thank you. Stoked that so many people can be here today. Froggy Me has just joined us. Gemlog has just left us. I hope you have a great day, Gemlog. And we have Supernova here for his first time. Are there anyone else who's listening to Stoke Sauce for the first time today? If so, a special welcome to you. And I hope you really enjoy it. Alex Lem, thanks for being here. Thanks, Stevie. Thanks, Screwtape. Thank you, everyone. I hope I haven't missed anyone. And I hope that a windstorm backs down and I hope the flood warning disappears. And that's not nice to hear. Here's the Moog bass. Definitely has the forget-me-nots feeling on it, doesn't it? And someone else mentioned a song before by Lionel Richie, Running With The Night. Well, maybe we'll have to play both those songs now. Thank you. do is read out some of the credits from this track. And this is something I don't usually do, but Froggy Me does it a lot on his show, and I thought, you know, that's a great idea because it's nice to know who's playing what, even if you can't put a face to the name. Karen Copeland on lead vocals. David Pick Conley on Mini Moog and the flute. David Townsend's on the Fender Rhodes and guitar. Kevin Ignatz Moore is on drums. Gary Henry on the Yamaha Grand and Prophet 5. It's produced by David Conley and Tony Bird, and written by David Conley and Tony Bird. So there you go. And I'm going to talk more about the story about this song once it's over. Whole thing with the story of this track, I saw an interview with the guy, and it was only posted a few weeks ago, and basically they did a 4-track cassette recording of this song as a demo, and a lady sang on it, and I suppose it probably just had drums, maybe even a drum machine, that Moog bass, and maybe, like, I don't know, the main synth or the keys, because you only got 4 tracks. And they took that and they showed it to the producer, and he said, oh, the label. And they said, yep, let's put it out. I want to put this out right now. And he's like, oh, okay, well, let's redo it. And they were going to use a different vocalist, but they liked the female vocalist they had on the demo so much that they just used her as the vocalist. So I thought that was cool. And I don't know if there's much more to tell about that. I just think that Moog bass is so syncopated with the drums, and it really makes that song move along. Really great track. Anyway, so this is the story behind this. I found this song by Daphne, and I'm not sure if some of you are familiar with the man, what's he called? Daphne. This is alias is Daphne, but his actual name, it'll come to me. You definitely know him. But he's got this alias artist, and he remixed this song. And when I heard it, I thought he'd created the song. I didn't think he'd sampled it. And then I realized it was a sample. So I'm going to play the version I first heard. It's got a filter on the entire track, and it's very different, but I like it. Same song. Froggy, I played it a few weeks ago, and that's because I thought this was the only version of the song that existed until I found the actual version. I was like, wow, this is a lot better. Okay, and I remember the artist. So the guy who produced this track, you know, Caribou, I think he's American, and his alter alias is Daphne, spelled Daphni. And he made this song. I mean, all he really did was speed it up and put a filter on it. But still, I like it. So that's where we're at. That is where we are at with these tracks. And Forget Me Nots, I do really like that song, and now I really want to play it. Let's do it. Forget Me Nots by Patrick Rushen. That song really actually does have the same, yeah, one, two, three, ding, 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 like Like, it's exact same as the song I played before, Falling in Love. And it's actually, you can't really go wrong doing that, honestly. It's so gelling. It gels everything together in such a nice way. Yeah. Well, you know, Mac DeMarco, I talked about that 999 song album. I want to play one of the songs that has lyrics on it. It's called Turn My TV On. And it's quite good, really. It goes through the motions of, I should be doing this, but I'll turn my TV on instead. You know, and you'll hear. It's quite comedic. Let's go. Turn My TV On. And the date was 2020-08-20. So he made this 2 years ago. Here we go.
Now she's gone, I'll turn my TV on. I should mow my lawn, I'll turn my TV on. Write another song, I'll turn my TV on. Hope it isn't long till I turn my TV on. So long, so long, so long, so long, baby. I'm watching TV. Goodbye, 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 baby. I'm watching TV. All my tears are gone when I turn my TV on. Ever wrong when I turn my TV on. I should call my mom today. I'll turn my TV on. Hope it isn't long till I turn my TV on. So long, so long, so long, so long, baby. I'm watching TV. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Watching TV. So long, so long, so long, so long, baby. I'm watching TV. Goodbye, 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 baby. I'm watching TV.
We got Ian Dury and the Blockheads.
In the mirror, when I'm debonair, my reactions are my own affair. A body likes to be near the bone. Oh, Nancy, Leslie, Jack and John. As things do seem, at least you've put me on the team.
supreme.
Okay.
Oh, I don't you mean
the trees
with a capital C?
The trees.
And who would have thought
the trees
with a capital note?
The trees.
In between the lines.
A juicy solo.
Canals to lift the heart of my morale, to know that we are pals.
Yes.
Oh, Vanity Fair with a capital B, you give me a share. You take it from me. Oh, jolly good show. With a capital O. It's tripping to go. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Bit of cowbell. To that song, man, there's something about that song. It's like it feels like it was recorded on tape, and that's the difference between being stuck in a digital world and being stuck in, you know, not really stuck, but being in an analog world. And, you know, there's so many arguments for and against, whatever, whatever, doesn't really matter. I don't care what anyone says. There is something really nice about music that's recorded on tape. And, like that song, for example, 100%, you can just hear it. There's a hiss, there's, you know, there's probably even a hiss right now on this mixer. I'm using an old Tascam mixer. There it is right there. You know, whatever. All that stuff, even if it's a little bit... it ends up adding to the overall sound of a track. It adds mojo. It adds mojo. And I've got some very exciting news. I bought a tape machine and it's arriving on Thursday this week. And it's a Tascam TSR-8. I think it's the latest model before they discontinued making tape machines. So it's a 90s model. It's definitely a bit more modern looking, but nevertheless, it's a tape machine. It's got 8 tracks. So I'm planning to record drums and basically everything to the tape machine, and then bounce it out, sort of having a hybrid setup where everything's recorded to tape and then bounced out to Logic, and then I can edit and do what I need to do in Logic, mix and whatnot. So that's that. We'll be pulling some sounds. It's going to be quite the mission, but it's going to be a big learning curve for me. I'm excited. I'm sort of scared because I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing, but there's beauty in that as well. Juicy Fruit by M-Tune. I don't even know how to say this, but it's a request from Mr. Froggy Me. And if anyone has some requests, let me know. Let's go. Drum machine, let's go.
Here I am.
can't say I've heard that song before, so there's a new one to add. The album cover is featuring four people, two dressed in purple and the other two in white. And it looks so, so funny, man. Oh, the 80s were a crazy time. They were a crazy time. I've got two songs here, and I don't know, actually. I can't remember what they sound like. But I'm going to go ahead and play one of them. It's called Talk With Your Body by Tom Hooker. And I saved it. I hope I saved it for a good reason. I hope it's good. But I'm going to take the chance and play it. Let's go. Let's see what it's like. And if it ain't good, well, then I have to be more strict with which songs I'm liking to my playlist. Let's go. More cheesy 80s. Come on. All right. I'll answer a few questions real quickly that we haven't come. Snowdusk has asked, Stokesauce, do you think your music is somewhat influenced by 80s music? I might be, and he says, I think they are, but I might be mistaken. And I would have to agree with you. I think they are definitely influenced by 80s records. For example, the last song I did featured a Lindrum, an LM1, but not a real one, unfortunately. And that's also the beauty of the digital age. So I'm answering two questions at once here. But yes, they're influenced by 80s music using the LM1s. Prince used the LM1 in records. Michael Jackson's got the LM1 on Thriller. So for sure. But I also try to, you know, mix up and match up whatever I can do. It's sort of like a merge of, well, I really like that, but right now what's coming to my head is this, so I'm just going to merge the two together. I don't really set out to go, all right, I'm going to make a song like Forget Me Nots and try and make the same similar melodies. Not similar melodies, but, you know, there's like a formula for that song. There's a formula for basically any pop song. And I kind of like merge the two together where I go, well, I want to use these kind of chords because they're reminiscent of 80s or 70s or whatever. But I also want to, you know, mix and match with some modern melodies or melodies that I might have heard in a modern song, you know. I don't know. And then secondly, to reply to Spring, you know, the beauty of the digital is also 100% the sound quality. I wasn't around when things went from analog to digital and made that whole merge. I was born in a digital age. I came out the womb listening to, you know, anything from CDs and MP3 players and everything. So I can't speak for that merge and what that was like. I can imagine that would have been amazing. But and also being able to do things like sample a Lindrum, sample an LM1 and put it on the internet for people to use in their DAWs, that's amazing. And of course, you won't have the exact intricacies of the Lindrum and, you know, the timing and the rhythm that the drum machines make themselves, but you can pretty much replicate that, honestly, and get close, you know, you can get close. So I'm very thankful to be in a digital age, but I'm also excited to see what it's like to record to tape, you know, see what that does to a drum kit and how that the randomness of tape affects sound. I'm pretty interested. What's going on? Froggy Me says you should use a DMX drum machine too. I've got a whole thing of samples, and this is me, you know. Drum machines are too expensive for me to afford. So I'm using the DMX drum samples as well, and they sound amazing too. They're a lot of fun. All right. What do you say we play some more music? I sort of want to play a demo for you guys to hear the drums that I've been recording at my house. I think I posted something on Mastodon just before I went live this morning, and you can see the drum kit in the corner. That's a 60s drum kit, and I'm using a Ludwig snare, Supraphonic, and so it's got the right sound. It's just about me learning how to record it properly, you know. So I'm going to play a song that I recorded with it, and I'd love to hear feedback on the drums and the overall sound. The problem with this track, I will say, is that it's very quiet, and that's because it's not mastered or anything. It's sort of just bounced right out of Logic. Hopefully it's all right. Okay, here we go.
Sit back in my lovely summer.
That's hot. And there we are. That's the track. Thanks for everyone who's all the kind words in the comment who are saying that they like it. I really appreciate that. I mean, listening to that song again through headphones, I was like, wow, that kick is so loud. You know, I'm still learning to mix and that kind of thing. So if that kick drum was booming in your ear, I'm sincerely sorry. All right. Yeah, boy, we got 3 minutes left. Guys, thanks so much for being here. Honestly, I mean, there's been a lot of people on comm, a lot of people listening. I'm really thankful that you're here. And, you know, I want to be here more as long as I can manage to work around work, you know, because every time I'm like, oh, working on Tuesday, and then I could pre-record an episode, and then I just don't get around to doing it. So maybe I needed to be doing that a bit more. But there's really nothing like a live show when everyone's here on comm. It's really nice. I really enjoy doing it. We're going to play out with a song. We need to play out with a song. All right, another thing is, if you guys want some stickers or anything, you know, any Stoke Source merchandise, then send me a postcard to... I actually don't know the P.O. box. I think it's like P.O. box 222. But if you really do want something, then email me and I'll send you the P.O. box and everything once I remember what it is. And I'll send you back some stickers if you like that. Snowdoss saved my dad's P.O. box. Yes, that's the one. That would be the one. And secondly, if you haven't seen the music video yet, then go check that out on my Mastodon and tell me what you think. I really appreciate this community of people here on and on radio, you know. It's like having two worlds, because, you know, there's Instagram and there's Facebook and that crap, and it's really just a load of junk, really. And then you come onto like this anon radio side of things, into comm, and it feels like a different world, you know. It feels like a different kind of social interaction. I don't know exactly why that is, but it's I like it a lot, you know. It's nice. So thanks everyone, and let's play some music out for the last minute. Here we go. What are we gonna play? Can't Keep My Hands to Myself, TS Monk. Let's hit it. Thanks everyone. Bye bye.